I fell down the rabbit hole of watching YouTube videos, and there was all these old videos back from 2008, and they dubbed this woman America's Worst Mom. And I even feel bad saying it. But joining us is Lenore Scanese. Lenore, how did it feel when the whole world started calling you America's Worst Mom?
Well, I would say a little odd, let's put it that way. Now I'm actually happy about it. That was, you were right, it was 2008. I let my son ride the subway alone. He was 9 at the time. I wrote a column about it here in New York City where I live and ended up being the subject of a lot of controversy. But I've had 15 years to get used to the name, and now I kind of wear it with pride.
You were basically the person that started the movement of free-range parenting, which is kind of fascinating in itself. Can you, like, explain what that is?
Wait, before you do that, your son made it, right? He did make it home.
He made it home. He's 25. Actually, I was just talking to him on the phone right before this. I said, I have to get up. I'm talking to Anna and Raven.
That's a relief.
So if you ask for a definition of free-range parenting, and now I run something called Let Grow, which is a nonprofit devoted to giving kids back some independence, I'm actually going to throw this back at you and say, what did you do as a kid that you don't see kids doing today?
Oh, I would just be out all day and night. Other than that, I don't think my parents ever knew where I was.
I used to ride in the back of a pickup truck, my dad's pickup truck.
Right.
Can you even imagine? Yeah.
Right.
That's what's so interesting about today is that we all recognize that it wasn't perfect when we were kids, and there were some scary times, some confusing times. Sometimes you got lost. Sometimes you got in a fight or an argument or were sad or were left out. And we're trying to protect our kids from all of that by being with them all the time and directing them and putting them in organized activities where an adult is running it. Ironically, in trying to save them from the difficulties that even we remember to this day, they're not developing the resourcefulness and the resilience that you got from sometimes being frustrated or mad or lost or in some pain.
Yeah, and I agree with all that. And I have to admit that I'm probably guilty of being a little bit of a helicopter mom and, you know, trying to put my kids in the bubble and trying to protect them. So I'm fascinated. I know you wrote the book, Free Range Kids. I certainly see the benefits. Now, here's the question is, like, how much do you give them? Because the idea of putting my 9-year-old on the subway in New York City and saying, figure it out, I can't even imagine.
So the real question is, if you think back on your childhood and you think that your kids are as smart and resourceful and resilient as you were, or they could be if they were given a little more, quote unquote, rope, that's all I'm suggesting.
Lenore, I saw a sign the other day, very simple, but, you know, same concept here. He said, think of what could go right. And I thought to myself, what a great way to change your position, right?
But, oh, my God, that's great.
But one thing, you know, that I think that we can acknowledge is that the ridicule has flipped, right? We talk about, you know, how it was back then, right? Like, if you were a helicopter parent 20, 30 years ago, you know, everybody in the neighborhood would go, what are you doing? That's a crazy person, right?
Now, right. You're turning your son into a wuss.
And now if you're not that person, like, it's like, oh, should we report them?
Yeah. So Let Grow is the nonprofit that I started about 5 years ago with a guy named Jonathan Haidt and another professor named Peter Gray. And what we realized is exactly what you're saying. This is a collective action problem. What we suggest, schools do something called the Let Grow experience. And that is where the teachers give the kids a homework assignment. Go home and do something new that you wanted to do that's fun with your parents' permission, but without your parents. We have to step back so that they can step up.
Lenore Scanese, you can learn more about the Let Grow movement at letgrow.org. Thank you so much, Lenore.
Thank you, guys.